Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Ladies, nizwila ngithi, and okumnandi ukuthi this year bayilethe duzane iRadio Pulpit Amp na kulonyaka ayikho ngale eMabula Game Reserve, so sila ePretoria Altenlager campsite in the east of Pretoria. So uma uthanda ukuhlanganyela nathi on this day from ngomhlaka 6 until 8 May 2022. Yeah, ladies camp, Radio Pulpit ladies camp izobe iladuze. So uma ubuye Joburg kuduze, ulay Pretoria kuduze, even nalabo ababuya ke kwezinye izindawo asisho ukuthi ungazohlanganyela nathi, kodwa uyabona nje ukuthi kulonyaka ikusenter nje, so sisondeze duzane nawe. Contact usesizandile ku 0123341231 noma imelele kuzandile @radiopulpit.co.za. kwamanje ke ngino Mr. Teboho Motsa. Mr. Motsa, dumela
Osbahle.
Le kai?
Re tsohile ka mohau lona le kai?
Re teng le rona.
Yes.
Re leboha hore o be le rona mo letsatsing la ka jeko. Wa tseba ho monate ha kakang ha batho ba kopana and then ba tlo bua ka boholo ba Modimo.
Yes.
Jo be ngisho ngithi le ncwadi yakho uma ngiyibukile ngibona nje amazwi okuwukuthi agcwele ukukhuthaza. Amazo ukuthi bambelela kuNkulunkulu. It doesn't mean ukuthi uma into ingenzakala ngesikhathi wena ofuna ngaso, kusho ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu ukhohliwe ngawe, o uNkulunkulu akayizwa imkhuleko yakho, because bathanga banale ho bua hore you know, hey, dibetsa ka ke tsegolo or dibetsa ka ke tsengata or ha hwetsa hala ha o shebana le the trials and tribulation motho ari Modimo wa mphanisha, and
there is
no such, because uNkulunkulu ungunkulunkulu onothando. So thina nje into kumele siyenze ukuthi silinde ngiyena and then rimumamele.
That's correct.
Ha re le batho re batla go bua and then rona ri butsise re be ri ikarabe. Ha re fi morena sebaka sa hore rutlwe hore ha botshata bo leteng o mhlambe kunento obhekane nayo umlalele and then uzo ukuthi impendulo yakhe yini, even no no. It's still an answer. Uthi no, bahle le angeke ngikunikeze yona ngoba ayilungelanga o ngeke ikusize ngalotho. So Mr. Moza, thank you so much ukuthi ubhale incwadi enhle kangaka uthi God can still do it again. Before ke sizokhuluma kabanzi ke kopa uribe usibeke nje sithombeni usichazele kancane ukuthi ungubani u Mr. Teboho Motsa.
Yes, sisibahle Teboho Motsa ke mohlangana atswang Sebokeng Val, but currently re dula fana pele as a family ya ko hai, but I'm now with my family, I'm in Alberton. So I was born there, I grew up there, I matriculated to Kosbukeng, and I went to Valtech, then Nova Vita Val University of Technology, where I studied National Diploma in Information Technology.
Mm-hmm.
And more than anything and everything, Teboho Motsa ke ngwana wa Modimo.
Amen.
And he's a full bona fide member of the Methodist Church of Southern Africa, and he is also an accredited full preacher within the Methodist Church.
Okay.
So the preachers within our church borders in such a way that Hamuruti alisiko, most of the Sunday services ditlo conduct like bona, you know, especially within our church, you might find that one muruti is looking after 4, 5, 6 churches, so he or she can't be there every Sunday, and hence we've got what you call preachers. And before you become a fully accredited preacher, you first need to have a calling. and you need to respond to the calling, and you'll have an interview with our superintendent. The other name, maybe it's senior pastors, but we call them superintendent. And other interviewer, I check, oh, Raymond, are you sure you've got a calling or you take chances?
Yeah.
And after the conversation, you'll go to what we call is a second preacher's quarterly meeting, mm-hmm. where you'll present your calling, and you'll also present your conversion. What was happening? How not look up on a Lemurena? Then after you've been accepted, you'll go for a training, you'll register, you'll study, and after you have passed your exams, then Hotlavanali a service whereby you will be commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to belong to one organization, they also call it LPA. They will also hope you got the preacher's uniform. So, I'm married, and my wife, beloved, beautiful wife, is Tembeka, and we are blessed to have Banabai 2. I will explain later. I still regard them as Banabai 2. I will unpack that later. So I've been all over the country, from Val to Middle Ridgale, from Ridgale, Witbank, and currently I'm based in an area called Lepalele, Mokisebetsanteng. So, in a nutshell, I think this is who Teboho Motsa is.
Yeah, and engikuthanda kakhulu ukuthi uthi ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Definitely.
Amen.
Definitely.
So, siyajabula nje ukuthi sikwazi and siyakwamukela la ekhaya. Yazi umndeni omuhle really pulpits.
Yes.
Yeah, sihlezi nje samukela wonke umuntu ngoba siyathanda ukuthi ukhule. Yabona njengoba wena ula, ngiyazi ukuthi kunabantu abatshelile ukuthi hayi mameleng kithabe kibuwa ko radio pulpits.
And
yes, ngaleyo ndlela siyakhula si ulomndeni. So lencwadi God Can Still Do It Again incwadi yakhe yokuqala.
That's my first official published book.
Okay. All right. And then yini ego inspirele ukuthi uyibhale?
Before maybe I comment, let me also give a shout out to Advocate Vuyo Nonso.
Mm-hmm.
You interviewed her early in January.
Yes.
She's the reason why this connection happened between Naluena.
Yeah.
So she's my friend and I appreciate her. She's also an author, you know, fear not my soul. So, Vuyo, yeah. Thank you, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Siswadli, sure. You know, this book is, one, it's a result of what God has done in my life. I've been through a lot, personally and individually. And even when God brought a beautiful, wonderful woman in my life by the name of Tembeka, I was going through so many things, you know.
Mm.
And so the inspiration, this book, Haholo, is the gift, our current boy, whom I named him Toriso, you know. Hence, earlier I was saying, you know, it's because I can't say this is my doing. It is not my doing. Mm-hmm. It is God's doing.
Yeah.
And when I wrote this book, my beloved wife was heavily pregnant, you know. And, you know, especially you ladies, it's something that we want to understand, I guess, as men, you know. You go through so many things, but you want attention.
Yeah.
You want to be cared for.
Mm.
You want to be assisted in so many ways. And now I had to share my time and my space with this book. And I'm so grateful that my beloved wife managed to allow me the space and the time to, sometimes I would wake up in the early hours of the morning because something would have been deposited. Then I'll have to go sit down and write. And sometimes it will be during the day. Then I'll have to say, my love, please give me some couple of minutes. I need to focus. Sometimes it's in the evening. So she put up with me throughout this writing of the book. And sometimes you'll write and you say, no, this doesn't make sense. Okay, scratch and we'll actually go get another one, try to write. But yeah, but above all, really, really the inspiration behind this book is our second child, Toriso, who is a wonderful boy.
Wow. And yes, ite mengifunda le lencwadi yakho ne. What I've picked up and kwaba yinto engijabulisayo ukuthi hole hobe hole munati, you were there for each other, Leo wife. So it shows hore the vows tseledi entseng halenyala even today lesadutse hotsona.
That's true. That's a commitment from the heart, not from the mind or the mouth. You know. Let's unpack that one a bit, Auswadle. Look, we are together now for 15 years and counting, and we've been married for 12 years. This is our 12th year, and when we first agreed, especially as Ridumelani Lobola Itswile and all those things, we said we are doing this. We said, look, during the first 2 years of our marriage, we don't want a child.
Mm.
We just want to enjoy each other, you know, as married couples, so go wherever we want to go without a little bambino, you know. And we did that, and we are so grateful that God provided that space for us. And after that, we said, okay, I think it's about time. Let's try and have babies in our marriage. Yo, matata ki maqadilenteng. And we struggled. We consulted various doctors and specialists for them to do the checks. And most of the time, we got a clean bill of health. But years went by, and nothing was coming forth. You know, and my doctor then, Dr. Malope, Isana Malope, I don't think he will mind that I mention his name. He's a good brother and a good doctor. So we even had heart-to-heart conversation in the Namble Layemone. Look, Bana Basoko Mudimo, and there's nothing that you and I can do. Medically, we can try what we can. There are a couple of options that are available, but the bottom line is that kids come from the Lord.
Yeah,
you know. But having said that, there are other options, adoption, you know, surrogacy, and I could hear those things, and I said to him, Norman, I hear you, but you know what? My life, man, I have been this person who has devoted his life to God, and I refuse to believe that God doesn't want me to have my own child.
Yeah.
I can adopt, I will adopt, we will adopt, it's not a problem, but I still need to have my own. Mm. And I believe that God will do this for us. So I wrestled with God. I really, really wrestled with God for the longest time. I've been a Sunday school teacher while I was still young. I think I was doing standard 9, and I was given Sunday school. I didn't take Sunday school in order to say I want to be in charge. But Kerekenko, the leadership, they felt, hey, take this ball and run with Sunday school, you know. And, you know, leading an organization like Sunday school requires a lot. I mean, you need to be a role model. You need to lead by example. Above all, you need to teach and talk about something that you believe in, something that you have accepted, something that you are living. You need to put yourself out there and say to them, look at me. I'm your role model, you know, and there's nothing wrong about you being a Christian and choosing to live this way, you know. So all my life I've been like that. And I couldn't understand, will God really deny me this opportunity of having my own child? And Dilimodita Milen, 9 years ago, fella, in our marriage, nothing was happening, you know. And the IVF, IUI, and all those things, they were made available. And the challenge for me, Katswana, is that they will tell you that it's 50-50, you know, it's not guaranteed. Mm. And you're going to spend thousands and thousands. And really, I was like, God, after all that I've done, after all the sacrifices,
yeah,
from Sunday school, Kibile, a youth leader. And even there, I was also leading by example, you know.
Mm.
And I say, no, you can't do that to me. Not me.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how long it will take us. I will stand on your word,
mm,
and I will believe that you'll open this door for us.
Mm.
Look, I don't want to lie. There were times when it 9 years is quite a lot. And you'll start feeling like, okay, maybe this is not going to happen. And even it's like that, I'm reminded of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
yeah,
who said, even if you throw us in the furnace of fire,
mm,
God will save us. But even if he doesn't save us, we won't bow before your king, Nebuchadnezzar.
Mm.
And I said, okay, God, if this is the life that you chose for me, or you are choosing for me together with my wife, I will leave it. You know, if you don't want us to have children in our marriage, I'll leave it. One thing that I cannot do is, one, to divorce my wife, to say, you are unable to give me children, you know. And secondly, I cannot go outside to say, let me go and try outside. Maybe see if I can have a second wife. Not for me. One wife is...
enough.
It's enough. It is a blessing for me, you know.
Yeah.
So I it's one thing that I said to my wife and that I assured her that, you know what, my
through thick and thin,
I will give more.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
we will journey together.
Mm.
I cannot falter you. I cannot blame you. I cannot ask you so many questions. You and I, Rikeni Molinyalo Nali and Arisna Bana, you know. So I can't say, I don't have a problem.
Mm.
The problem is with you. And she can also say, no, I don't have a problem.
Mm. So in medical terms, Habatlalo Sadi doctor, what was the reason for a delay?
Look, there's nothing concrete in Ebakarble Layona, except that it was age, you know.
Mm.
More than that, there wasn't anything wrong by tossing, oh, no, no, you are suffering from this, and that's why you are having this challenge.
Mm.
Then, it happened on our 10th year, and it was celebrate our 10th year anniversary that we were blessed with a baby girl.
Wow.
You know.
So ya obusetsa hape ko lentsweng ha le re children are a gift.
Are a gift
from
God.
The Lord. Wow.
You know.
Mm.
So yeah, then 2020 it was the 4th of February, then we got our baby girl.
Mm.
But again, even that one, I still need to ask God when I have this opportunity.
Mm.
I believe, Kitla Kopanale, now, why did you have to put me through so much? You know, our pregnancy, it was not a pleasant one. You know, my wife went through a lot. And her treating doctor, even her gynae, they even wrote a recommendation to say, can she move from Lephalale? She eventually came to Lephalale and joined me around 2017. I went to Lephalale 2016. So they said, please transfer this person from Lephalale to another area because Lephalale is hot.
Yeah.
It's quite hot. It's extremely hot. I normally joke to say with my friends to say, you know what? I'm already in hell. I can't be in hell for the second time. So,
yeah.
But yeah, Palale colleagues and friends, no, Palale is not hell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and even after she got that medical recommendation, her boss, she didn't budge. You know, she brought in company doctor. Company doctor said it's fine. Transfer her, even if it's just temporarily, you know, because this person, she's not working. I mean, she will come to work a couple of days, and after that, she's sick. She needs to take sick leave.
Mm.
Still, the manager didn't, you know. Another manager sent an email to say, look, I'm willing to accommodate Tembi, you know, you can release her. Still, her manager didn't want to release her. She went to the senior manager and still, you know, it was like she was talking to walls.
Mm.
And it was, yeah, she went through a lot. So come the 4th of Feb, our little girl was born. And I named her Tiro ya Mudimu, which means eggs of God.
Mm.
Because I was like, yo, I need to reveal. I was about 40 when we got our first child.
Mm.
And it was like, you know what? It can only be God.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
God did it for us.
Mm.
And unfortunately, Sis Bartley, the 5th of February, she passed on.
Oh.
So yeah. She
was born on the 4th.
She was born on the
4th. And the following day she passed on.
The following day she passed on.
Oh.
Yeah, that one was a very terrible period for us.
Sure. After being through so much, as you said, her pregnancy, it was not easy. And then the baby was there, but the following day she was not there.
Yeah, no, that nearly broke us. You know, I think if we were not Christians, I don't know what we would have done.
Mm.
It brought so much pain, so much headache.
Yeah.
And we found ourselves going through a dark space.
Oh.
And being the husband, I had to hide my feelings, my pain and my sorrow, because my wife needed me the most.
Mm.
So I had to be the strong one,
and
I tried to be the strong one,
mm.
you know. So we
but
went.
But in your corner, I believe Hordikele
Dineditswa. Well, in my corner, this book came because I think this the only time when ke khone hore yal ke botle. Yes, in my own space, yeah, no, I will just lose it.
Yeah,
you know,
mm.
and I will ask God, hore,
why?
Mm. How could you do this to us?
Mm.
You know, and I've been struggling with headache most of my life since from standard 9. And I've been through many doctors and I've seen many people, they prayed even when we're struggling to be pregnant. We saw many Christians and they prayed. But eventually, when that door was open, when that opportunity was open, then she was just taken like that. So it was hard. It was hard. It was hard.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Then again, during that space, we got few people, even medical doctors, advising us, hey, this is the time to also try again. And it was like, guys, we are in pain. I mean, how can we try again while things are like this?
Mm.
I said, no, try again. We had to have that conversation, and it was a nice one. It was not a nice one. And we agreed to really try, but again, it, you know.
It was not easy.
It was not easy.
Yeah.
It was not normal.
Mm.
So after a few attempts, I said in the book, yeah, there were very, very few successful attempts.
Mm.
I hope I won't be asked over how many was that, but there were a few.
Mm.
And, out of nowhere, 2020, when she was pregnant, it was like, Tebogo, I missed my period. And, 2020, and this time around, she came and said, baby, I think I missed my period. And I was like, what? You can be serious. Are you serious?
After her first child?
It was around, we lost the first child in February.
Mm.
So it was around September when she said to me, I missed my period.
Mm.
You know, so it was unbelievable.
Mm.
And
were you happy?
I was happy, but at the same time, I didn't believe that it's happening.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
You know, after we struggled for so many years, and out of nowhere, although it's not out of nowhere, but here we are. The first child was here. She passed on, and now there's an opportunity of having the second one.
Mm. But I guess there was fear. Okay, yes, we are pregnant, but what if
there was that fear, and again, this happened when she was still in Lephalale.
Mm.
my wife came close. And there's something about Xhosas and Zulus. You know, if they say angifuni, it's something.
Iphelela lapho,
you know.
Angifuni.
She said to me at some point in Teboho, angifuni ukuba pregnant eliphalale. You know. And now when she said, I missed my periods, she was still in Lephalale. And I remember too, she said, Deboch, I don't want to be pregnant again in Lephalale. I don't want to go through the pain and trauma and relive what happened. I could understand where she was coming from, you know. So fortunately, during that space, when this thing were happening already, one doctor who's also her manager, kind of like intervened with our first situation, and they moved her from Lephalale to Joburg. And but because of COVID now, she couldn't physically move. But work-wise, she was reporting now in Johannesburg. And I had to find a place for us in Joburg so that she can move. And I did that. My younger brother, Bule, Moza, assisted a lot. And eventually, we relocated. Okay, they relocated because I'm still working in Lephalale. But even when they were relocating, I got admitted in the Pretoria Centurion and Midstream Private Hospital. I was there for 5 days, and so they moved without me. Then fast forward, we in Joburg here, we saw the GP, and GP said we need to see the gyno, see the gyne. And we went through all these things, see. And eventually came the 4th of May, 2021. Our little boy was born. And I named him Toriso.
Toriso.
And hence, God can still do it again. He did it. We lost our first child. But he did it again for us.
Wow, that's powerful. Ke a testimony enaling matlakaneti. And as I've said earlier on, hore, itse ha ke bona this title kare mo ukhuluma ngokumethemba uNkulunkulu. And yes, uma kubuhlungu vela zikhona izinto eziningi esikhulumayo. Because mhlambe indlela ukuthi ufuna ukudambisa lobu buhlungu, and you know I angiblame mina noma uthi you were asking God hore mara why, and ngiyacabanga ukuthi bonayo lemibuzo ukuthi mara uNkulunkulu ngithembeke ngenje ngengomntwana wakho ngenza everything, but it seems ngathi wena awungibonisi lelo thando nedileteng dilete
yes
yes
no, I tried my level best to live an upright life.
Yeah.
And I was like, but God, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, le fasi le shebile, you know, but babua, and it's like they will ask, hore, this God to mutsepa, ngukai now, holy so.
Yes.
Why can't he answer you? And again, when you become a preacher, I guess the same goes to when you become a pastor, you know, your life need to be an example, you know. You need to talk about things that are also happening in your life. I mean, you cannot want to see people progressing, people being blessed when I also honor or bless her and also progress. So there were a lot of talks, and it was tough.
Yeah.
But through it all, I had to say,
yes, and how old is Toriso now?
He will be turning 1 year the 4th of May.
Wow.
So I think it's 10 months now.
So, I uNkulunkulu simkhonzayo uNkulunkulu owenzayo izinto zenzeke. Thina lapho silahlekelwe ithemba khona yena bese asho ukuthi I'm a faithful God, and then logo engikuthembisile ngizokwenza. And ukwenzile ukuthi nje wena ngaleso sikhathi bowubona ngathi izinto mhlambe zihamba kahle, uNkulunkulu wathi ima kancane, akukagabi isona isikhathi, kodwa isikhathi sakho
u4
ka May
2021.
Yo, So you know ngempela ngalobufakazi ufanele uJehova ukudunyiswa.
Yes.
Ariri ditheto ridifa wena Jehova sihlabelela no Omega. Uma ke uthanda ukukhuluma no Mr. Teboho Motsa ingcingo sevuliwe ku 0123341322. Kungenzeka ukuthi mhlambe nawe isimo abhekana naso, isimo obhekane naso today. Ngiyakhuleka futhi ngiyathemba ukuthi ngalobufakazi nawe uzothola i-healing or ikana hore mhlambe kuloyo muntu okuthi naye bekabhekana nalesi simo and then angazi ukuthi iyiphi indlela okumele aqhubekele phambili ngempilo ngokulalela lobufakazi today ntate Motsa ari tshepe hore healing process ya hayi iyathoma today ngokulalela lobufakazi bakho ngempela siyamdumisa uJehova riri ditheto ke tsa hawe.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Ngempela ufanelwe ukudunyiswa Jehova ngoba wenza imanga eimpilweni zethu nalapho ithemba selishabalala wena uphinde ulibuyise njengoba ke besilalele ubufakazi lam baka Mr. Teboho Motsa. Indeed, God can still do it again. Uma ekwazile ukukwenza lokho eimpilweni zabo, nakuwe mzalwane angakwenza. So ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngale testimony amanxeba ayaphola and nawe uzoqala umethembe futhi uNkulunkulu uma kuwukuthi bosolahlekelwe ithemba kuye. Okungenzeki kubantu kuyenzeka kuNkulunkulu and uyasho ezwini ukuthi uyasibuza thina ukuthi is there anything hard for me. Thina nje kumele siphendule sithi Baba, wena awuhlulwa ilotho ongunkulunkulu othembekile. Kunemizuzu embalwa esele la ngaphambi kokuthi simdedele uMr. Teboho Motsa. So ngawusebenzisa lo 5 minutes uma unombuzo noma kukhona amazwi ongathanda ukuthi uqhubeke nje umkhuthaze ngawo. Yebo, namuhla siyadumisa sithi Morena ditheto ashidiwo ufanelwe ukudunyiswa Jehova ngoba usenzile isimanga empilweni yakhe. Umalindi uthi wow, what a faithful God. Amen. Uthembekile, othembisayo. Yebo, kunjalo impela. 012-334-1322. Sino plus minus 3 minutes ukuthi ke ungakhuluma naye uMr. Teboho Motsa. 012-334-1322. Ithi ngithatha ukuqala lana. Sawubona, dumela semoyeni. Sawubona.
Asisakhe
ngabe landile ngakhaya. Sawubona, ma.
Oh, mamsibonile ndoda khambule wasise wethu.
Yebo, ma, siyakwamukela.
Isandile ukubulisa no brother Teboho.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow, what a testimony. You know, we thank God. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu mamethemba konke ebenza ngesikhathi sakhe. And what I've learned, mina ngikhuluma sengithi I think it's a surprise to me. Ukuthi sina we have that thing in our mind, but you know what, inside it tlhaga di yetse ga rena na gore go dima ayo.
Yeah.
Ga di modimo sometimes I said you so. O batla gore re bone testimony go tseng eo.
Yes.
Nka be ni dissertation test le dite tse tse ke le pele nna ke tsena ntlha la nga fara tebogo. Nka be o se o maybe go re go sleeping.
Yeah.
Today we are testifying u bua ka mogolo ba modimo. What I'm trying to say gore na I've learned gore through it all I've learned to trust in God. Mm-hmm. I've learned to trust in Jesus. And sometimes it's really scary. I love how much you can challenge on because
yes.
they make me strong. Yes. They make me to be close. So I'm what I am because of my God.
Yes.
He is my King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
He was before. Unalite, masi wa yekoni mandulo.
Yeah.
Mshab na kubuiko. Na manzi sabu sese kona.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not going to tell you how to see as he. My mother was from the church. Was he? Only police so one and grandchildren to be so called. Was that a woman? You see, and you see, go normally. I'm a dead big today.
Yeah.
So, some one and I'm going to tell you, but that is the rest of the we are busy with our own things. You understand?
Yeah.
I want to call it if you give it. I want to. By the subject, and the something we keep protocols, we do social distance. But go to mall. I'm telling you, it's bad. They are busy people up and down. I'm not blaming one. I'm not judging. Yeah. I'm not blaming one. But I'm trying to take it in my mind. But you know what? We're not about to run away from the Balakori. The facility, we have our own God, Jehovah.
Yeah.
We will follow God. Yes, we love a clear bulo. I'm trying to say, you blank. I never tell it to me. So, what I'm trying to say is that the
ngempela uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo uNkulunkulu omuhle uNkulunkulu othembekileyo ithembiso azenzile kuthina akajiki kuzo zisame zinjalo bazalwane ukuthi wena umethemba kangakanani 0123341322 singathatha mhlambe ababili abathathu bese ke siyavala lana ungathumela ke voice note nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729 yinhle kakhulu lencwadi bazalwane God can still do it again ukuthi nje isikhathi asanele andengeke sikwazi ukuthi sikutshele yona yonke la emoyeni ukuthi uyithole wena and then uyifundele yona ngoba uchaza nje yonke into ukuthi how it all started uyakhuluma la ngama pain and disappointment and nokuthi nje life doesn't come with a manual kwamanye ama chapters uyasho ukuthi God is our refuge and strength nahana henke and tatemotsa bobheke nje kuwena ukuhlakanipha kwakho nokuthi wena ustrong kangakanani ngoba ukuphi kwamanje so I believe ukuthi kule chapter le yakho ukuthi God is our refuge and strength uye wathola amandla kuye ukuze namuhla ube la and then ube nawo futhi amandla ukuthi uyibhale lencwadi ukuze ke ukwazi ukuthi usize nabanye so la uyabuza uthi what shall I render to Jehovah that's my question what shall you render to Jehovah
hey you know sis bahle I recall like the chapter lo go yona chapter 4 God is my refuge you know that chapter it was immediately after we got the news that our little girl is no more and I didn't know what to do I didn't know where to go and it was like yo God what are you doing and there's a hymn even it's a scripture unabantu bakho thixo you know ngaba xesha onke. I found myself speechless and not having words to say. Normally I think God has blessed me with the gift especially ko kereke. More than that, I'm just a quiet person. But kereke, yeah, you'll find me talking. But at that moment, I didn't have anything to say. I looked at my wife and I couldn't say anything to her, you know, at that time. And but yes, if you have the book, you go through that chapter, you'll find a lot from what really happened with me on that day, the 5th of February 2021. So, what shall I render to Jehovah? I'm a living proof of God's work. I'm living proof of God's grace. There was a time 1991 when I got sick. I was taken to the doctor, and the doctor that we saw together with another family friend, Khotso Mokgobi. And when the doctor looked at me, he said to my mom and everyone who was there, Khotso Mokgobi, and I think my brother, Aksa Hopula Handle, this doctor said to them, this one is going. I mean, we are in 2022. I'm still here.
Wow.
I was hospitalized the whole month, 2016, kind of November. And they couldn't tell me what was happening with me. I'm still here. 2017, I was hospitalized for 3 weeks. They couldn't tell me what's wrong. I'm still here. A lot has happened in Mobupilombaga, but I'm still here.
Yeah.
So what shall I render to Jehovah?
There
are brothers and sisters and ministers that God brought in our lives, and I thank God for them, you know, because they also assisted. Because you are not an island.
Yeah.
You can't do it all by yourself.
True.
What shall I render to Jehovah?
Wow. In amandla ngempela le testimony mfundisi yazi nje kubo bonke abazali okuthi babhekana nale pain owabhekana nayo ngiyafisa nje ukuthi lamazwi ngathi angafinyelela kubona o lencwadi ifinyelele kubona and ngithanda i poem la oyibhalele bonke abomama Okay, angikwazi ukwenza njengama bathini abantu labenza ama poems.
Yes.
Ama poets, ne?
Yeah,
ama poets.
Ama poets.
Yes, unfortunately angikwazi ukukhuluma njenga but ngiyathanda ukuthi ngishare nabalaleli this poem.
Yes.
O ngicela ukuthi usharele yona, mhlawumbe uyifunde the way ingakhona. Maybe wena u better than me.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Na I poem for all mothers, poem to all mothers. La uqale quote Agatha ne Christy or the poem yakhe
no it's just a quotation here
it's la a mother's love for her child is like nothing else in the world. It knows no law, no pity. It dares all things and crushes down remorselessly all that stands in its path. So, nay poem for Abu Mama. We may not begin to understand the depth of your creation. We may not be able to tell the magnificence of your beauty. We may not be able to package together how God has designed you. But you must know this, you are the best. Families in this world came through you. Through you, communities were built and fashioned, and nations are standing today because of you. Indeed, you are the most beautiful, splendid creation of all time. What can you withstand through pregnancy? What what you can withstand through pregnancy, what you can accept through pregnancy, what you can nurture through pregnancy, it is truly so amazing as you lose so much in the process. Your love is so deep, passionate, and sincere. It doesn't matter whether the baby is biologically yours or not. Even the skin color of the baby doesn't matter, but you are able to love unconditionally. There is no number of words that can begin to describe who you are. You deserve to be loved and respected all the time. You deserve to be cherished and protected all the time, as you are incredible human beings.
Yes.
Yo, mama. Nay poem abayibhalele nina. Yo, this is beautiful. Thank you so much.
Hey,
isikhathi isona lana ngiyabona ukuthi ay sinomona.
Yes.
So u bundle of joy ukhula kahle.
Akhula kahle. Yakhulu. And you know, it's amazing, since he was born to date.
Yeah.
Uke ngiza until the release of the book.
Yeah.
We have never went to a doctor for anything, you know, except just his normal checkup and the clinics.
Mm.
And mind you, we are still in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But he has never been sick to date.
Amen.
And I give glory to God.
Hallelujah. Umangwelana uthi, we have faith of God. If we have faith of God, truly nothing can shake us. Let's use our mouth for prophetic things that come to existence. Let's continue to resemble God as we are body of Christ. Uthi hamba lalo ukholo
dadi.
Okay. In God, everything is possible.
Yes.
Yeah. Omunyo uthi, hi bahle, please give us the Teboho cell number from ugogo ha. Na uzoshiyela ngithi ama number.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Mhlambe enyi language leyana ne? Ngoba ngiyabona le number yakuphi? 0
37.
No, +26. Kya kubotswana ne?
I think so. It's +26. Yes.
Okay. All right. Ntate Motsa, number ya how mhlambe uma beyidinga lencwadi bakuthola kuphi?
Okay. Number yaka sisibahle ke 082 909 2399.
Mara bangakuhluphi kakhulu, angithi ubundle of joy ukhona and akanilalisi ngesinye isikhathi.
Yo, kisebenza night shift because at night ngiri me aphumule, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm the one who will wake up, who change the nappy, feed him, clothe him.
Mm.
So yeah, but it's okay.
Thank you so much. And then go social media ukhona?
Giten social media, Facebook, Instagram, giten, yeah, they can find me. WhatsApp ulona giten baka WhatsApp pela. So yeah, kete bohomotsa, so they will find me.
Okay, so social media tao zotli pages kis Teboho Motsa.
That's correct.
Okay, Instagram teboho.motsa.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Siyabonga. Itholeni lencwadi bazalwane, kakhulukazi uma kuwukuthi nawe ubhekane nale pain and then awazi ukuthi ke ungandlula kanjani kuyona, ingakusiza kakhulu. Indeed, God can still do it again. Uma ekwazile ukukwenza kubona lokhu nakuwena, angakwenza, akukho okumehlulayo. Ithi ke ngimphelezele uMr. Teboho Motsa ngalomhlabelelo kaThulane Gandlela. Uthini la? Uthi ziyobuyiselwa izinto zakho ezidliwe usikhonyane.
Bonke okudliwe isikhonyane.
Yeah.
Kuzobuya kuphindile. Ethi a good measure pressed down, shaken together, it's going to be running over.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.